Hey folks, the Cow Cruise takes on a little different look for January of 2024. World-famous cowboy cook and best-selling cookbook author Kent Rawlins and renowned cowboy singer-songwriter Bren Hill join us for the first annual Taste of Cowboy Cruise, January 19th through the 27th of 2024. There will be cooking demonstrations, taste testing, and world-class entertainment as you set sail with a whole group of fun-loving and like-minded Taste of Cowboy fans as we spend 8 days cruising, touring, and soaking in the culture of the Western Caribbean. Our adventure begins in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and stops in Cozumel, Mexico, Roatan, Honduras, Belize City, Belize, and Costa Maya, Mexico. Return airfare is always included in the package, along with ground transfers, taxes, and onboard meals, entertainment, room service, plus special group receptions and amenities reserved only for Taste of Cowboy Cruisers. Remember, all deposits are 100% refundable until the last payment is due. Call Cruise Vacations today, toll-free, 855-530-0131. That's 855-530-0131, or hop on the Cow website at clearoutwest.com for more information. Make plans now, because you know this is going to fill up fast, to join us for the very first Taste of Cowboy Caribbean Cruise in January of 2024.
Don't touch that dial. You're Clear Out West with Andy and Jim Nelson.
That's right, Bill Barwick. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and they've tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What do you got for us this week?
Well, just in honor of Give Me a Minute.
Give Me a Minute.
Okay. Yeah, things are heating up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You're under this horse.
Oh, boy.
It's usually a young horse.
Sure.
And things are not going your way.
Uh-huh.
And the heat is rising.
It is, isn't it?
And pretty soon you're going to make things worse.
Both ends. It's rising on both ends.
Exactly.
You're getting mad. He's getting frustrated.
Oh, man, and scared.
And scared, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Just give him a minute.
Give me a minute.
Just give me a minute.
Take a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, life is so rushed anyways, right?
Sure.
But if you take your time with a young horse, or any horse for that matter, you know, especially when you're under them, if the horse trusts you, you will have a better outcome.
That's true.
And you will enjoy it more.
Yeah.
If that's possible.
Right.
I enjoy shoeing horses.
You do.
I do.
Yeah. It's a lot of work to me.
But it is a lot of work. But just give them a minute. Give yourself a minute.
Yeah.
You know, have a drink of water or lemonade or your favorite beverage, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And visit with your horse. Don't turn your back on him.
That's just what I was going to say. Don't walk away.
No.
Okay. Put the hoof down. Put the tools down. Scratch him.
Rub his shoulder a little bit.
Talk a little bit, you know, and just stand there with him and, you know, put your arm on him, and you're right.
Gain his confidence.
That's right. Yep.
Things will go a lot better.
Give me a minute. That's
just
some great information there, big feller, and thank you for Farrier's
File. My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, hey, that works with your spouse, too. How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. If they would like to request a Dick's Pick.
D-I-C-K at clearoutwest.com.
You got it. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. Mm-hmm. And we do. We give them a minute.
Sure.
You bet. P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming. 82941.
Nailed it.
There we are.
Yeah.
Onward.
Keep moving.
Let's do it. We're going on with some more great music.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie Davis is riding along with us. She's singing There's Something About Montana.
I got nothing against Texas. Lone Star Beer and Western Swain. And I've always loved Nevada, when the desert blooms in spring. New York's known to be exciting. Alabama, Manly, there's something about Montana makes it where I gotta be. Maybe it's the air, room enough to spare, neighbors that will always lend a hand. Maybe it's the sky, I can't say just why, but go there once and you will understand. Pennsylvania can be charming when the leaves turn in the fall, and that California coastline should be seen by one and all. I've got friends in Minnesota, work awaits in Tennessee, but there's something about Montana that to my heart holds the key. Maybe it's the sight of the snow is at first light, flocks of geese along the Yellowstone, Powderville to Yak, Sage to Tamarack. Partner, all I know is it feels like home, so I'm packing up my suitcase, pulling on my cowboy boots, rolling down that lonesome highway for to get back to my roots. With the hag singing big city and the moon for company, 'cause there's something about Montana. Hey, turn me loose and set me free. Yeah, there's something about Montana makes it home sweet home to me.
Oh, well, yeah, there's definitely something about Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, betcha. Well, we aren't talking about just give me a minute.
I'm
getting old. Just give me a minute here. You know, we talked earlier about sometimes you need a minute because you're laughing a little too hard, mm-hmm. and maybe you're laughing at something you shouldn't be, or something to that effect. Well, mm-hmm. That happens periodically with me, and I remember working as a young man for a rancher, and me and another coworker were working on a center pivot.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the control box. He was at the very end tower, and he was clear up on top of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, he'd give me the signal, and I'd move it from the panel, and then he'd do some adjusting out on the end and such. And we were all finished, and he turned around to walk down the tower, and I mean, just did a full gainer off the top of that thing. And you know, luckily we had been irrigating, mm-hmm. so it was soft and the hay was high, it was tall and everything. But he just did a front flip and landed on his back, you know, and he got up laughing too. But I made it look like I was working in the panel
because
I didn't want him to see that I was laughing at him before I figured out if he was hurt or not, you know. It just struck me so funny that I couldn't control myself, and I had to take a minute.
Yeah, okay. Well, along the same lines like what we talked about in Farrier's File.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm working on a piece of equipment.
Sure.
And the heat is rising.
Yeah.
And the customer is standing over your shoulder. Why isn't it working?
Yeah, why is this not
working? Why is this not working?
Yeah, yeah.
And I had just had it. The customer had just crossed the line, all right? And I had it. So I started gathering up my tools.
Yeah.
Oh, and right. I headed to walk out.
Right.
And she says, where are you going? Are you quitting? And I'm thinking, yeah, I'm done.
Yep.
I'm out of here. I don't need this.
I'm leaving.
Uh-huh.
You're going to have to give me a minute here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I says, no, I'm not quitting, but give me a minute.
You're going to have.
You know, and things could have really gone south real quick.
Do you have something better to do?
Yeah.
I know you do, right? Yeah. You know, shoeing horses.
That's
tough when the owner's looking over your shoulder. Mm-hmm. You bet. Absolutely.
Well, and a lot of times it's honest, you know. They're trying to understand
what
you're doing, why you're doing it, how you're doing it.
Right. Hey, we need to ditch out to a cow commercial right now, though. We'll get back to it here. When we come back, Yvonne Hollenbeck has some poetry for us. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.